When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
Second captain, first captain, whatever.
Now, times certainly seem to have changed over the last 10 or 15 years.
I have to say, I've really enjoyed this.
Yes, very enjoyable.
Great.
Very enjoyable.
Thanks very much for listening to our first show back, and thank you for all the support. Genuinely, over the last couple of months, we've been absolutely bowled over by it, and we are delighted to be back broadcasting again. Second captains is the phrase I remember. Thanks, Mark.
Good, thank you.
Thanks, Ken. Mark, Simon.
From Ireland's Second Captain Show.
Second Captain Show.
Hey, lad.
It's the best thing in the world for you, because it's full of protein.
This is not a dig at football people who know the game.
No respect, no honour.
What's the respect of my day?
Dog shit is bad, huh?
But who plays rugby?
I imagine it was like something you would expect to see in a porno movie.
No, they don't.
They do.
Sorry,
they
do not.
The balls.
Shut up, the two of you. I just want to play commentary at a go.
Fire up and I go!
Fire
up and I go!
We're Kukan on gas.
I'm a little bit of an idealist, but having said that, I want to be like Nick.
You get the ball forward, you compete, you chase people, you close people down, you create excitement, you win balls when you shouldn't win balls, you commit yourself to the game.
Okay. Take an L deep breath there. This is good and this is meant to happen, okay? Yeah. Perfect timing.
A 4-1 halftime deficit turned into a 6-4 victory, an imminent sacking delayed at least until the end of a double winning season. Constant tangents about football club chairman in the UK who did time for a safe cracking and this kind of stuff. It could only be the game that changed my life with Roddy Collinsheimer.
Hey, Owen, how's it going?
It was, well, I have to say, all the better for seeing and hearing from Roddy. It was a reunion this week with Roddy Collins as we continued our 2000 podcast series, A Blast from the Past. And what a blast we had. At halftime of that Dublin derby in 2001, the Shamrock Rovers fans were chanting that he was getting sacked in the morning. And somebody in the club sidled up to him and said, basically told him, yeah, they're right, by the way. I'm slightly embellishing it here, but that's essentially what was the way it all went down. He was told he was getting sacked in the morning by somebody at the club. But the second half comeback gave him a stay of execution. Not even the double, though, that he ended up achieving that season was enough to keep him in the job as his relationship with the board broke down. Now, Roddy used the opportunity of our conversation and looking back to give his own version of events. But in fairness, he admits he wasn't exactly blameless himself.
But I got the bullet in the end. Possibly brought it on myself, because when we won the league in Kilkenny, I remember Tony O'Connell saying to Stephen Collins, get him quick, because the cameras were on to me with a microphone. Tony knew I was a Lewis Cannon and I'd achieved what I wanted in spite of what hassle I was getting from the board. And I remember going and saying, I don't know how we've won this league. The club was run by Stone Age men. It was terrible, it was. I remember getting a phone call the next day. I was with about 12 points of Guinness on me in the Beltry pub with Stony Batter with the whole squad of players, and a Monday club that I was funding. Fellas didn't go to work. I remember Tony, I don't know who coming in, to interview me for it. I remember Tony ringing me and saying, "Rod, can you come over to RT?" I says, "You having a laugh?" I says, "Can hardly stand." He says, "We'll send the camera to Stony Batter." I remember the camera arriving into the Battery pub and I said, "Lads, there's a camera coming up to 6 o'clock news. Anyone meeting from work or anyone meeting from their wife, hide in the back toilet quick." I never forget it. There was fellas drinking pints like that when the camera was on. And I remember saying to the bar owner, "If I get you on the 6 o'clock news, will you throw around the drinks to everybody?" "I will." And there we were, live on the 6 o'clock news, never got a beer out. But no, look, I got the sack in the end. I brought it on myself.
If you want 45 minutes of that Roddy vibe, then sign up now. I mean, calling your bosses Stone Age men in the moments after winning the league, it's not exactly the olive branch that maybe those in charge at Bowes were looking for at that particular moment. The salve, maybe, to help heal the wound. But listen, the session up in Stony Batter sounded like good crack anyway, with lads hiding left, right and centre. Actually,
they've redone the Belfry now on. It's lost all its magic. No. I mean, I wasn't ever in the old Belfry and I haven't yet been in the new Belfry. Yeah. But I still kind of feel like, the magic's gone.
You're hearing whispers on the ground.
You wouldn't know who you'd meet in there these days, man.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Yeah, it's dead. It's dead. Oh, it's gone.
Roddy was unbelievable. Unbelievably good crack. And just a good person to chat to for... having not talked to him in so long. Rachel Blackmore's Grand National win, we spoke about with Malachy Clerken and Katie Walsh. They did a really good chat on the impact that she has made. Also, whether it's fair or not that Rachel, I should say, has been painted as the saviour of horse racing after lots of negative stories this year. Katie wasn't really sure that was the right narrative. So there was really good stuff there with the two of them. We also talked to Charlotte Brew, now Charlotte Budd, the first woman ever to ride in the Grand National back in 1977.
And I just can't believe we won. It's unbelievable.
The songwriter is Gay Falcon in for sale. Behind for sale is Charlotte Brew, just taking the water, getting a cheer from the crowd as going down out into the country. Boom Dockers, a long way.
I'm not in favour of these girls going down, to this truth. They're not as strong as a man. They can't possibly be. It's not a girl's sport.
Lady Rider, Charlotte Brew and Barony Fort are way out of contention, but doggedly soldiering on.
Is this your first winner?
Yeah.
Talk us through that race here now.
It went really well and I couldn't believe it.
But over the last in the National, it is Manila Times who leads them towards the elbow. Three or four lengths clear from ridden in second place, Balco de Flo. Any second now, and Barrow Sate. Rachel Blackmore heads towards the elbow with 200 yards between herself and an Aintree victory. Balco de Flo and any second now are about five lengths down, 150 yards to go. Manila Times, Rachel Blackmore still five lengths clear, and it is Manila Times who is keeping up the gallop towards the line. Manila Times, Rachel Blackmore raises the bar still higher.
This is breaking the glass ceiling. She blasted through it like Wonder Woman. and just fantastic. I just couldn't believe how wonderful it was. But I'm just sorry because of the COVID thing that there weren't the crowd there, who would have gone mad when she won.
Yeah.
They were quite excited when I just jumped the chair. I can remember hearing a cheer. You could just hear, I was already behind when I got to the chair, and you could hear Peter O'Sullivan saying, "And Charlotte Brew has cleared the chair." And there was a great big cheer in the stands then. And someone's given me a picture, and you can see people throwing their hats in the air and things. I mean, that was even on the first circuit, let alone if I got round. And if, you know, with Rachel winning, they'd have gone mad. She probably wouldn't even got home yet.
Yeah, that was part of our Rachel Blackmore show on Tuesday. Lovely stuff from Charlotte there. We had a Champions League show today. A tough old night for Erling Haaland last night. But that didn't stop us from playing out today with this amazing tune that somehow... we only came across this week. It's apparently been doing the rounds for a while now.
Haaland, Haaland, selbst die Bayern haben Angst, bald geht ihn das ganze Land. Ha, 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 Haaland, hey, Haaland, Haaland, gestern war er unbekannt, bald feiert ihn das ganze Land. Ha, 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 Haaland, hey, Haaland, Haaland, jeder Schuss, der ist ein Tor, bald
name of war. Holland, hey, Holland, Holland. Hetzel sind sein Hobby, weil sie nennen ihn Gottesgleich. Holland, hey, Holland, Holland.
Murph, Holland, Holland, selbst die. Okay, listen to the words closely here. I'm going to see if you can translate it. I've Google translated just one line. Selbst die Bayern haben Angst. What does this mean? Selbst die Bayern. Now, Bayern is the key. I mean, Bayern are in there. You should have
even
an Angst.
Even Bayern are afraid.
Yes! Literally word for word on Google Translate.
Well, my wife is a German teacher. I mean, some German by osmosis, surely just... I mean, Bayern and Angst basically are the
Yeah. It is true. Bayern Angst, you really should be probably getting that. Nicely done, though, Murph, all the time. Credit where credit is due.
It's not a lot of credit due, but I'll take whatever credit's going.
Man City had no need to be afraid last night. That Champions League podcast is out for you right now. It's €5 a month to sign up, €5 plus VAT, depending where you're living on the in the world. That will deliver you daily podcasts, access to all our old shows, and it'll get us moving towards 2,000 more episodes. We can do this. We can set those lofty targets if we all pull in together. Let's do this together, folks. Thanks, Murph.
Thank you, Wood.
Thanks for listening.
For many a long day. From 4-1 down, Bohemians have come back to beat Shamrock Rovers 6-4. 2 minutes and 17 seconds, that's all it's taken. Bounce with the penalty. Tony Burns. We've got 4-1 in front, and we've only played 39 minutes.
Lord, no.
Into the 6-yard, and there's Nedovic with his first ever league goal for Bohemians. Back in the game.
Lord, no.
Resting through the centre is Morrison.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.